I'm Julia. It's so nice to meet you today. Do you find reading in English hard? I understand because I was once like you. 8 years ago, I could barely read a simple English text. Now, I can read books, news, and even work documents in English with ease. Let me share my journey with you. I started learning English when I was in high school. Back then, I only knew basic words and simple sentences. Reading was my biggest challenge. But now, English reading has opened many doors for me. I got a better job, made friends from other countries, and enjoyed books and movies in their original language. The ability to read fluently in English has transformed not just my career prospects, but my entire worldview. When I first started, I felt scared every time I saw an English text. There were so many words I didn't know. I remember looking at a simple story and understanding only a few words on each page. It felt like trying to see through fog. I could make out some shapes, but most things were unclear. This feeling of confusion is something many language learners experience, but I promise it doesn't last forever. Learning to read well in English is like cultivating a garden. You begin by preparing the soil, learning basic vocabulary, then planting seeds, understanding simple sentences, and finally watching your garden bloom, comprehending complex texts. You can't expect flowers without first planting seeds. Each new word you learn is like adding a new plant to your garden. The more you nurture your garden through regular reading, the more vibrant and diverse it becomes. Just as a garden needs consistent care, your reading skills need regular attention to flourish. I made many mistakes along the way. Sometimes I would read a word wrong or misunderstand a whole sentence. But I learned that mistakes are not failures, they are chances to learn. Each mistake showed me what I needed to work on next. I remember once misinterpreting an entire article because I confused the word conduct, behavior, with conduct, to lead something. These mistakes became valuable learning opportunities that strengthened my understanding. My turning point came when I finished reading my first English book. It was a simple story, but I felt so proud. I realized that I didn't need to understand every single word to enjoy reading in English. This changed how I felt about reading forever. That book was The Little Prince in a simplified English version, and though I needed to look up words occasionally, the joy of completing it gave me confidence I never had before. Start with very simple texts. Children's books, short stories, or graded readers are perfect for beginners. These books use basic words and simple sentences that are easy to understand. Some excellent resources include the Oxford Bookworm series, Penguin Readers, and Macmillan Readers, which offer classic stories adapted for different proficiency levels. Then, follow these steps to improve gradually. 1. Read easy texts until you feel comfortable. Spend at least 2-3 weeks at this level before moving up. 2. Move to slightly harder material. Look for texts with 5-10 new words per page, not more. 3. Read news articles for beginners websites like News and Levels, Breaking News English, and Voice of America's Learning English offer current events in simplified language. 4. Try simple magazine articles, publications like Time for Kids or National Geographic Kids, provide interesting content with accessible language. 5. Read short stories for adult learners, collections like Short Stories in English for Beginners by Ollie Richards are specifically designed for language learners. Reading the same text multiple times helps a lot. First, read to get the main idea. Then read again to understand more details. The third time, you'll notice words and phrases you missed before. This method trains your brain to process English text more naturally. I call this the three passes technique. First pass, read quickly to understand the general topic. What is this about? Second pass, read more carefully to grasp main points. What is being said about the topic? Third pass, read closely to notice language features. How is the author expressing these ideas? This technique improved my comprehension dramatically within just a few weeks of practice. You can find many ways to practice reading every day. Change your phone language to English. Read food labels, signs, and product instructions in English. Follow English social media accounts about topics you enjoy. Even spending just 5 minutes reading Instagram captions or Twitter posts in English can strengthen your reading muscles. Create your own English environment at home. Put sticky notes with English words on objects around your house. Download English ebooks or news apps on your phone. This way, English reading becomes a natural part of your day. I transformed my apartment into an English zone where everything from my morning coffee routine to my evening relaxation involved some English reading. Take advantage of technology to enhance your reading practice. E-readers like Kindle have built-in dictionaries. Just tap a word to see its meaning. Apps like Readlang or Lingqu let you click on words to translate them while reading online articles. Browser extensions, such as Google Dictionary or Toucan, can translate words on any web page. Audiobook companions to physical books help you connect pronunciation with spelling. Reading tracker apps like Goodreads can help you set and monitor reading goals. I personally found that using the Kindle app on my phone removed many barriers to reading, as I always had my reading material with me and could easily look up unfamiliar words. Writing helps reading too. When you write in English, you pay more attention to words and grammar. Try keeping a simple diary in English. Write a few sentences about your day or summarize what you read. This practice makes reading easier over time. Consider these writing exercises to boost your reading skills. Write a one-paragraph summary after reading an article. Keep a vocabulary journal of new words you encounter while reading. Rewrite endings to stories you've read. Write questions about the text that you'd ask the author. Create character profiles for people in the stories you read. I found that writing a brief reflection after each reading session helped cement new vocabulary and sentence patterns in my mind. What's your favorite way to practice English reading? Share in the comments below. The feeling of "I don't understand this" can be very frustrating. When this happens to me, I take a deep breath and focus on the words I do know. I look for familiar patterns and try to guess the meaning from context. Specific strategies that helped me overcome difficult texts include breaking long sentences into smaller chunks, identifying the subject-verb-object core of complex sentences, looking for transition words, however, therefore, meanwhile, that signal relationships between ideas, focusing on understanding paragraphs rather than worrying about every single word, using images, diagrams, or titles to predict what the text might be about. To build confidence, celebrate small wins. Did you understand a new word without looking it up? Great! Did you finish reading a paragraph without stopping? Wonderful! Think about how far you've come, not how far you still need to go. I keep a victory journal where I note down reading achievements, no matter how small. Looking back at this journal always motivates me when I face challenges. Remember that progress in reading takes time. Some days you will understand more than others. This is normal. Accept that learning happens step by step, not all at once. The brain needs time to process and internalize new language patterns. Set small, achievable reading goals. For example, I will read one short article every day, or I will learn 5 new words from my reading each week. Small goals are easier to reach and keep you motivated. Consider using the SMART framework for your reading goals. Specific: I will read 10 pages of my graded reader, not just I will read more. Measurable: track pages read, minutes spent reading, or new words learned. Achievable: choose goals that challenge you but are possible to complete. Relevant: select reading materials that interest you or help with specific needs. Time-bound: set daily, weekly, and monthly targets. Reward yourself when you reach your goals. Watch your favorite show, eat something you like, or simply tell yourself, "Well done." These small celebrations help you stay positive about learning. I created a reward system where completing a book earned me a special treat. This kept me motivated through challenging texts. When you make mistakes or don't understand something, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Maybe you need to review certain grammar rules or learn more words about a specific topic. Turn each challenge into a chance to grow. Keep a confusion log where you note down passages that were difficult and what made them challenging. Reviewing this log periodically helps identify patterns in what gives you trouble. Take a moment to think. On a scale of 1 to 5 stars, what is your current English reading level? What would help you add one more star? Be honest with yourself, but also kind. Every reader, even native speakers, has room to improve. Good English reading skills are truly valuable. They help you learn, connect with others, and open doors to new opportunities. The knowledge you gain through reading in English will stay with you forever. Research shows that strong reading skills in a second language correlate with higher earning potential in global job markets, increased cognitive flexibility and problem-solving abilities, greater cultural awareness and empathy, access to a wider range of educational resources, more diverse social and professional networks. Learning to read well in English is like climbing a mountain. The path may be steep and sometimes difficult, but the view from the top is amazing. Imagine yourself reading English books easily, understanding news articles, and even using English at work. All of this is possible with practice. I've seen students progress from struggling with children's books to confidently reading academic texts within a year of dedicated practice. Consistency is the key to mastering English reading. What matters most is showing up every day and engaging with the language, even if it's just for a few minutes. The skills you develop aren't just academic achievements. They're practical tools that will serve you in countless real-world situations. Your future self will thank you for the time you invest today in developing this valuable skill. Research in language acquisition consistently shows that regular, shorter practice sessions, 20 minutes daily, yield better results than occasional marathon sessions, 3 hours once a week. Thank you for joining me today. I believe in you and your ability to improve your English reading skills. Why not choose one method I mentioned and try it for just 5 minutes today? Small steps lead to big changes. Happy reading, and see you next time.